Welcome to the Ink Productivity Tip of the Day.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Today's tip, the Entrepreneur's Roadmap to Overcoming Imposter Syndrome. From Entrepreneur's Organization. Chantal Cohen is an Entrepreneur's Organization Accelerator member in Atlanta and the founder and CEO of CWC Coaching and Therapy, which provides therapy and coaching services to entrepreneurs and professionals. We asked Chantal for concrete actions entrepreneurs can deploy to outwit imposter syndrome. Here's what she shared. As entrepreneurs, we often take pride in our skills, the very attributes that have propelled us to where we are today. Yet, even with this confidence, many of us can't seem to shake the persistent feeling of imposter syndrome. This self-doubt may rear its ugly head at any point in our careers, instilling in us the belief that we're not truly qualified for the success we've achieved. It's a psychological hurdle that's a paradoxical byproduct of our greatest strengths, a powerful blend of determination and intelligence. However, this very combination, while driving us forward, also brings with it a heightened sense of self-awareness that can amplify feelings of inadequacy. I came to realize this as I navigated my own insecurities while starting my business, and it was further reinforced by the countless entrepreneurs discussing their experiences with imposter syndrome during our therapy sessions together. The insidious nature of imposter syndrome is far from a rare occurrence in the entrepreneurial world. In fact, an overwhelming 84% of business owners report struggling with imposter syndrome at any given time. Even the most accomplished individuals are not immune to its grip. Maya Angelou's candid reflection encapsulates this sentiment perfectly. I have written 11 books, but each time I think, uh-oh, they're going to find out now. I've run a game on everybody, and they're going to find me out. Her admission is a poignant reminder that the feeling of being an imposter is not an indicator of actual incompetence or lack of achievement, but rather a common experience across the board. If left unchecked, imposter syndrome can unintentionally become a self-imposed glass ceiling, leading us to adopt overly conservative business strategies that stifle both our personal growth and the growth of our business. While imposter syndrome functions as a psychological safety mechanism, a subconscious attempt to safeguard against failure, overcoming it is not just about combating our irrational fears. It's an essential step for those of us who want to harness our full potential. By acknowledging and addressing these feelings, we can transform our self-doubt into a source of strength, enabling us to lead with greater confidence and clarity. To do that, here are my tips. 1. Challenge your inner critic. It's natural to have moments of doubt, but dwelling on them doesn't reflect your true potential. When negative thoughts arise, question their validity. Ask yourself, what purpose does this false narrative serve? And why have you chosen to believe something about yourself that is likely unsupported? For every negative thought you have about yourself or your capabilities, replace it with a positive counterstatement. 2. Differentiate confidence and competence. Confidence may come and go, but your competence is something you can lean on. Try creating an achievement log to keep track of your successes, both big and small. This log is a tangible reminder of your abilities and a powerful tool to silence the little voice in your head telling you that you're a fraud. 3. Comparison is the thief of joy. Understand that someone else's success does not diminish your own, and that everyone's path to the same place may look different. Focus on your unique journey and celebrate your individual milestones instead of measuring them against the achievements of others. 4. Prioritize learning over perfection. Perfection is an unattainable goal that only fuels imposter syndrome. Shift your focus from being a perfectionist to becoming a lifelong learner. Embracing this mindset can alleviate the pressure of feeling like you have to know it all to be truly successful. This will also help you accept your mistakes as part of the journey towards growth. 5. Connect with your peers. Talking about imposter syndrome can be incredibly liberating. Engage in conversations with fellow business leaders about your experiences as often as you can. This not only helps normalize these feelings, but also builds a support network where you can find a community that understands what you're going through. The journey to overcoming imposter syndrome isn't one you have to go alone, nor does it have a definitive end. It is an ongoing process of self-discovery and personal development. But fortunately, the entrepreneurial spirit thrives on new challenges and learning opportunities. As you move forward, see each day as an opportunity to affirm your abilities, to celebrate your progress, and to set your sights on new horizons. That's it from Inc. Check back weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Eastern for more tips.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.